Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
They came up with a list on how people respond to pretend that they like a gift that they don't. Got them all right here, but let's see if our list matches theirs.
Okay.
We're looking for the top three responses. If Santa Violetta or Santa Mel D handed you a gift you really didn't like, what would be your response? 312-233-1019. Cheryl, your response would be...
Oh, that's so useful.
Oh, it's so useful. That's so nice. Not to be confused with what, Shannon?
I can totally use this.
It's going to be great.
In my garbage.
Hi, Maria. Your response to the gift you don't like.
Oh, I've always wanted that.
I've always wanted one of those. That's great. Mm. Eric, along those lines, you say what?
Oh, how did you know?
Oh, how did you know?
Wait, these sound... I feel like I've heard these before. I thought that was nice stuff.
In your family, how does it work, Marcy?
Hey, Eric, it's Marcy Darcy.
Hi, Marcy Darcy.
Hey, we have a saying in our house. It's, well, that's nice, but the undertone is, what the F is that?
There it is. Yeah, anytime you hear that, that's nice. Yeah. In at number three, you've just received a bad gift, Bill, and you say...
How unique.
That's a good great. One.
And yeah. Number two, Mary, your bad gift response is...
Oh, that's so interesting.
And finally, in at number one, Greg, you don't like it, so you say...
That was so thoughtful of you. You really shouldn't have.
That's funny.
That is so sweet and thoughtful. I don't know why you did that. Please don't ever do that again.
Really shouldn't have.
That's great. What do we have for Greg?
A $100 gift certificate to Harry Carey's Tavern 80 Pier as part of Miller Lite Chicago's Bears Park Tailgate and Ride.
The top 10 on Mixbook when they surveyed people who pretended to like a gift. In number one, thank you. Number two, aw. Number three, oh, I love it. Number four, wow. Number five, you're so sweet. Number six, there we go. That's so interesting. Number seven, I like, what made you think of this? Number eight, I've always wanted this. Number nine, repeat the name of the gift. Oh, look, a vacuum. And finally, at number 10, just gasp.
Oh, yeah.
The time to try to figure out what's actually going on in the world around us and what people are talking about that we should probably know, or at least we think so. Mm-hmm. Top three things currently trending on Twitter as we head over to the social media desk and Mel D. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's get the top three in at number three.
All right, it's engagement season, and that's exactly what happened when actress Emma Stone got engaged to SNL writer Dave McCary. So the two have never really flaunted their relationship online or in real life, so when she broke the news to everyone, it was kind of a shock. So this is good news for them because the two have been dating for a long time, and everybody is wishing them well in this new chapter.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
She's dating a normal guy. Fairly normal guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somebody who gets the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of Saturday Night Live, and about 30 minutes ago, we were talking about bananas.
Yes, we were.
Remember Whip was talking about the banana in the tailpipe? That's Eddie Murphy there. Eddie Murphy hosts the final Saturday Night Live of the season coming up in 2 weeks with Lizzo.
That's right.
Lizzo is your musical guest. And Eddie Murphy has said, since Mel D brought up Saturday Night Live, Eddie Murphy has said he is planning on resurrecting some of the old characters he used to do on Saturday Night Live.
Of them are so good.
Yeah,
they say this
so.
Could be the most watched Saturday Night Live in decades.
Talk about high expectations, though. I think people are like not only looking forward to it, but, you know, you don't want it to be to the point where it's like a movie. You've talked about it so much and your expectations are so high and then you're disappointed because you set that bar too high.
A lot to deliver on. Eddie Murphy will revive some classic SNL characters when he hosts. He also says people think I'm crazy for having 10 kids, but I like it. Nope, you are crazy. All right, back to trending on Twitter at number two.
Jason Derulo might be too hot for Instagram to handle, and he's now taken to Twitter to talk about how Instagram removed his photo of him wearing nothing but some underwear. So that photo went viral and was quickly taken down.
Explain why, Mel D. You're talking around why it became such an issue.
Well, you know, like it was a pretty revealing photo, and you know, you could zoom in and you could see a lot of stuff going on. But the photo went viral. It was quickly taken down by Instagram for violating the company's community guidelines on nudity. So Jason, he's speaking out about the whole thing by saying everything was covered and that the underwear was on all the way, even saying that Shawn Mendes did it. And now Jason is getting some offers from adult sites saying that they would pay $500,000 for photos of Jason. So
because it's it was extraordinarily large.
Yeah, it looks well
endowed.
Whatever
it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's lying. That's a that is a sock.
No. I don't know. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
I don't think that's
you can do anything.
Melissa
you
knows her ways around it. Like, no, let me tell you, that's the real deal.
That's
there.
Totally.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, New Music Friday is trending because of big pop stars like Taylor Swift and Harry Styles releasing new songs. Camila Cabello's new album, Romance, is out today with no help from Shawn Mendes on that. But we have others like Halsey. She has a new song out featuring the K-pop group BTS. Also, Niall Horan has a new song that came out.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, right? And then you have people like Billie Eilish and Katy Perry who came out with some new music videos. So you could pretty much spend your whole Friday listening to all this stuff with how much came out.
Wow.
You could.
You could, or you could choose not to. I'm going to go with the second one.
Okay.
Do you want to hear that that new
Harry Styles
song?
Yeah.
You know, we tried the Taylor Swift I Now Work at a Tree Farm song.
Yeah.
Christmas Tree Farm, and that didn't meet with rave reviews last hour. I can try the new Harry Styles, who, by the way, speaking of Jason Derulo, I guess Harry Styles, either in the video or the artwork for it, is naked.
Yeah.
So that tells me the song might not be good because they're like, all right, this isn't very good. We got to do something to splash this up. Why don't you take your pants off?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever. You want to try it in the next 30 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, we should. It's New Music Friday.
It is.
It's Classic Cut Friday.
Yeah, right.
It's actually not New Music Friday. It's Classic Cut Friday, but thanks for being here. First impressions. Very important, at least to some people.
Yeah.
Others, maybe not so much. You look back and you go, boy, oh boy. Your in-laws, your future in-laws, your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents, your boss. Look back and I go, boy, I didn't handle that one well at all. That is not how I intended that thing to unfold.
Right.
The worst first impression ever will join us on the Eric in the Morning Santa Cocktail Cruise. We're starting strong right out of the gate. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Worst first impression ever.
So I was 17 and I brought my now husband home for the first time and we were sitting on a couch and for some reason grabs my head, puts it by his butt, and farts on my face.
Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
In front of your parents?
In front of my mom. My mom was mortified. She got up and left the room.
Oh my God.
And even he's like, I don't know why I did that.
Wow.
I don't even know why I did that.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Right.
But we're married, and it's been 30 years later.
Yeah. Oh, so out of my body. I don't even know what happened. It was all instinct. I don't know what to do.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Just grab
it
her head
very
and fart
weird.
Right on her head in front of her parents.
Awesome, too.
Yeah. Wow. Hold on, Ann. Bad first impression. Shelby.
Hi.
Hi.
So when I was in college, my parents, the first time they met my boyfriend, he came to my college lacrosse game with a white T-shirt on and tally marks for the amount of beers he had drinking so far.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I've had 7 today. My shirt. See, it shows it. Look, 7. 7. Nice to meet you. Seems like quite the catch, Shelby.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
He's a good one.
Hold on. Worst first impression ever, Sophia.
Oh, my God. So my first interview, I show up late by like 30 minutes because I got a speeding ticket on the way to the first interview.
Good start.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I'm already nervous, right? So we sit down, we start the interview process. I legit started arguing with the guy. I'm like, you want me to what? You're doing what? No. This interview got so heated, we were literally screaming at each other across the table.
Seriously?
Wow, did you get the job?
Oh, no joke. No, I totally got the job.
Of course you did.
What?
I really like that confrontational woman.
Yeah.
She can handle herself with anybody.
She knows what she wants.
All right, hold on.
Wow.
Worst first impression ever, CJ.
Yeah, the first time my parents met my husband, I was playing Powder Puff football, and they were supposed to meet me at the field. And there was a knock at the door at 8:30 in the morning, and they were my parents. And here's this guy standing behind me in his clothes from the bar from the night
right,
before.
Right, underpants and a backwards shirt on.
Yeah. It was so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, don't parents know better than you don't go unannounced at 8:30 in the morning to a dorm room?
Oh, no.
Maybe
well,
they didn't.
I think they
You're
want
asking to
because,
be disappointed.
Yeah, they
want to
find out.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying. No, you don't. No, you really don't.
It's better left unseen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi. Worst first impression ever.
I corrected my Italian mother-in-law's cooking the first time I met her. I know.
What?
I know. She's a really good cook. But it was just after the new year. They were trying to be healthy. And my husband brought me over to have a dinner with the whole family. She made all this stuff from a new cookbook. She kept saying, like, what's this missing? And it was soup. And it was not good. And no one was saying anything. And I cook a lot. And I'm like, it just needs a little salt. And it was just... like silence, spoons were clinking, slurping. No one said a word. It was horrible.
That's
you know
all.
What? I'm going to be honest with you, Jen. You're lucky you're alive.
I know.
Yeah, they
kill people
for less. Italian mothers kill people for less than that.
Truly, and she's really amazing. An amazing cook, but this was terrible.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah. You're lucky you didn't end up in a dump somewhere.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right, who's it going to be?
Oh.
My husband farted in my face when meeting my parents. My boyfriend had tally marks on his shirt of how many beers he'd had. I was arguing with the new boss in the interview. My parents showed up at 8:30 at my dorm room with a guy in his underpants, and I corrected my Italian mother-in-law's cooking.
Oh my gosh, these are so good, but I am going with arguing with the boss.
Okay.
I think I have to go with farted in the face.
Okay.
I'm going to second that, farted in the face.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do something completely different. Hey, Cynthia, tell all five of those people we'll give them passes if they can make it.
What?
All right.
That's huge. Great.
Awesome. Red flags. Is this a big one? You pay attention to it, or do you give them a shot? To recap. Hi, Eric. I'm writing because I could use some advice. I was dating a guy for a few months. I stayed at his house in Wicker Park. His place is right on Ashland. I was parked two blocks away. I needed to leave at 4:30 a.m. to get back to the south side. It was pouring and dark, and I was parked two blocks away, and he knew I needed to add air to my tire before I left using the pump I had in my car. He didn't even walk me to my car, nor did he appear to even think about it. This turned me off. I stopped talking to him. He finally asked what happened. I told him. Now he wants to explain. Is this too big a red flag to overlook? All right, does he get to explain or does he not? Beth.
No way does he get to explain.
No chance. You don't want to hear it.
No. Nope.
Nothing he could say. You don't even have any curiosity as to what he could possibly throw out there.
Nope. He's just going to make excuses and he clearly doesn't have common sense.
All right. Rosa, does he get to explain?
Of course.
He does.
Mm. Yeah. I don't even think she has a reason to be mad in the first place, so...
Hmm.
Really?
Right. You think that's just par for the course that, you know, she should have known when she parked two blocks away and getting up at 4:30, she's going to have to walk to her car.
Yeah.
I get that she should have known. There's certain sense of just being a good guy. I don't know, but
yeah,
maybe
but
not.
Yeah.
Anna?
I feel that's his choice. He chose not to... walk her to her car.
So do you want to hear what he has to say or do you not want to hear it?
No. That's his nature.
You what?
That's his nature.
That's his nature.
And he's trying to say, no, it's not. Let me explain.
Right.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, that's his nature. She's got him figured out.
All right. Heather.
I think he should definitely explain. I actually don't understand why she was mad at all. If he didn't even think about it. She's expecting him to read her mind, and she's playing this helpless little woman. Mm. She knew she had to put air in her tire. Why didn't she do it the day before? Mm. A lot of women don't want to play this victim and have these men walk them to their cars. They're strong, they're independent. Mm. I don't think it's fair to put the blame completely on him for something maybe he thought she wanted to do on her own.
And you can go with the whole strong and powerful and I am woman roar, whatever, and that's fine. Here's what I think about that. If it was me, I would want her to walk me to my car because I'd be petrified.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to go alone. I'm too scared. It has nothing to do with being strong or not. I just don't want to be alone walking on the street at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
Period.
Right.
I'll give you a ride back. Let's go. All right, so it's tied 2-2. Melissa, do you want to hear it or do you not want to hear it?
I would want to hear it, but I would have a bad attitude pretty much thinking that it was going to
rain. You're like, I want to hear it, but it's not going to work.
It's going to be really bad.
Violetta.
Yeah, I definitely would want to hear what he had to say because I think that the reading the mind part, like, she had to voice her opinion and he has a right to defend himself.
Well, you want to hear what he has to say? Hey, Whip, what does he have to say?
All right. Honey, sweetie, baby, check this out. Now, I thought maybe...
You already lost.
Man, you're out. You're so gone.
They just hung up.
Check this out. Now, I thought about it long and hard, and I was sitting there in bed, and I was agonizing over this at 4:30 in the morning. It looked like I was sleeping and telling you, see you later, but I was agonizing, and I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe you needed a little bit of me time. Like, maybe me following you to your car when you're leaving would make me a little bit too clingy. I didn't want to seem like a stalker. Maybe you need a little bit of space. Who am I to stalk you all the way down the street so I make sure you're seen off like a kid? That's not my role. That's not my job. That is why I made that decision. Because I respect you.
That's some BS. You didn't really try on that.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Nice try, though.
For the record, I do not want you to be my attorney.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage, and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But, honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. In a survey by OnePoll, it reveals that 70% of people believe that their partner has this condition.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosable.
Okay.
Condition. The average man has it 388 times a year. The average woman has it 339 times a year. Selective what, Diana?
Memory.
No.
Oh.
No.
Hmm.
No. I can't even remember what we're talking about. Selective what, Kathy? Kathy.
Hearing.
Huh?
Hearing.
Exactly hearing. Right. Hearing. Oh, hearing. Yeah. Hearing. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Definitely.
Okay.
I can't hear you. That is absolutely true. Selective hearing. It's a diagnosable
so
real
true.
Condition. Huh?
Yeah, what? My husband has it.
What?
My husband has it.
Who? Huh? What? Hold on. My husband has it.
Yeah,
of course he does. He has it 388 times a year. I don't know why you would feel that way about you, Kathy.
What?
388 times a year, the average man has selective hearing, according to a new study. The average woman has selective hearing 339 times a year. So it's actually pretty close.
Yeah.
For as much as men get labeled as not really paying attention,
right.
You're not paying attention that much either.
Yeah.
We still make it over the once a day mark, though.
Yeah, that is true. 47% of people say their partner mumbles.
Oh,
and that's the problem.
Really?
That is
a problem.
Why are you so surprised by that?
Because, I mean, I know people mumble, but I didn't know that it, like, happens.
You know people mumble?
I've heard people mumble, but I didn't really realize it happens.
You do.
What? What
you
do
you
mean?
You have this problem.
Well, I don't mumble that much, do I?
Yeah.
What is it? No, what do you mean? I was almost studying myself.
Oh, no.
What is that?
I don't even know what that was. And, of course, Whip knew. Whip knew what she said because, you know, when you're when you have an apartment together.
It was clear as day to me. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, this is what Melissa said during the show once.
Okay, let me hear it.
And then just looked at me.
I was almost studying myself on fishnets.
That's she's a broadcaster.
You were almost wearing fishnets?
She's a communicator. No? Keep trying. Here you go.
I was almost studying myself on fishnets.
I was almost telling myself a fish joke.
I was almost studying myself on fishnets.
I was studying. I don't know.
Tell her, Whip.
I was almost done anyway, so I'll finish up.
Oh!
Right.
Claire actually knew what she said. Because she said that on the air and then just looked at me. I went, were those even words? I don't even know what those were.
Come on.
Those are just sounds.
Wow.
And I was trying to hear.
I know. It's like,
I was almost studying myself. Finished up.
It doesn't sound like it even when I know.
Yeah, and I was freaked out because I looked at her and then Whip went, well, actually what she just said was. And I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, this is how she talks around the apartment. So.
I'm like Google Translate right here for
you. I do that a lot with foreign people with accents because I grew up with my parents and I can just pick up. I'm like, no, this is what they mean. Like if I'm at a grocery store and someone can't understand something.
Yeah, similar situation.
What foreign accent would this be?
I was almost studying myself. Finished up.
I don't think anybody got that one. 312-233-1019. Actor Bobby Cannavale says wife Rose Byrne makes twice as much money as him. He's in the Irish. Mm-hmm. And I saw a study about women that make more money than their husbands, mm-hmm. what it's like in their relationship. And I don't know if this is true or not, but we're about to find out. Let's talk to a couple people here. Hi there, Sue.
Yep, good morning.
Good morning. You make more money than your husband?
I do, and I have for years.
With that, I don't mean to get overly personal, but do you mind sharing how much more you make than he does?
About $65,000 more.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
That's
well
a good
done.
Amount.
Very nice. The reason I ask, and tell me if this is true in your relationship, okay, Sue? A study said husband's stress increases significantly as wives make more money. So as you make more money than him, does he appear stressed out by that concept?
No. Not at all.
Yeah. Because I'm shocked to read this.
Yeah. I'm actually shocked, too.
Yeah.
No, he's totally comfortable. He loves it.
Stress increases if the wife earns more than 40% of the household income. And it sounds like you're earning way more than that, Sue.
Yeah.
The study suggests men become increasingly uncomfortable as their spouse's wages rise. But you haven't experienced that.
Not at all. No.
All right.
No.
All right. Excellent.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Hold on. Hi there, Tori. Hello. Tori. Hi. Can you hear us, Tori?
Hello.
Check 1, 2. Is this on? Tori.
Hello.
Tori.
Hello.
We're still here.
Yeah. Tori, do you make? Yeah, we got you. Do you make more? Okay. Do you make more money than your husband, Tori?
I do.
How much more?
About $200,000.
Wow! Whoa, look at this girl.
Look at
Mama's making
you.
Money.
Yeah.
I love it. Give me
some. You have a problem being a sugar mama? Because I'm available. I'm just saying. I'll just throw it out there.
No, I do not. All right. it kind of came about when my husband lost his corporate job about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And he switched careers, and I just did what I needed to do to sustain the household.
Well, good for you. What do you say to the study that says husband's stress increases as wives make more money?
Absolutely not.
No.
He is fine. He had stress all those years in that corporate job, and he is absolutely fine with it.
Is he loving life?
He is.
Good for him. And good for you.
On your dime.
Thank you. And hold on a second. Can we give Tori a prize, too? The thing that I found interesting, because I read this, and it just doesn't seem that would be the case ever. Does it?
I mean, I'm sure there's a few men who it would bother.
Course,
but I think generally
there's
speaking,
exception to every rule.
You know,
of course,
when you're married and you've got somebody bringing in the money and you've got that security.
I would feel the vast majority of the time, it would be a very, very comfortable, sounds good to me situation.
Yeah, the better they're doing, the better you're doing.
Right. I feel like I know a few, and I feel like the guys look very comfortable.
Yeah, I know a couple guys.
They seem to be more than
not
happy.
Not only look comfortable, they love it.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of it.
Like, I'm so free today.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd'll take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.